The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
We listen to the words from the book called Ruth, 4th chapter, 16th verse. Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The title of the devotion is The What and the Why. We usually are more concerned with the what questions in life than with the why. We concentrate on what we are doing now and what we will do next. We look back at what we did in the past. We usually don't ask the why unless things seem to have gone wrong. Then the question is often, why did this happen to me? We ask that when we try to make sense of some misfortune. We might blame ourselves for the trouble we are in, or blame someone else, or something else. We might even blame God. Is he not ultimately responsible for what happens in our life? Is he not Lord of all? An Old Testament woman named Naomi thought so. She had lived in Bethlehem with her husband and two sons. Famine drove them to the heathen land of Moab. Her sons married Moabite women. Then both sons died after her husband died. When she returned to Bethlehem with a daughter-in-law, Ruth, both were widows now, both were poor. Upon her return, she told the people, "Don't call me Naomi." Naomi means pleasantness. Her life was no longer pleasant. "Call me Mara," she said, "because the Almighty has made my life very bitter." Mara is a Hebrew word for bitter. The what question seems to have been answered for her. What she experienced was a bitter loss. The why question awaited an answer. It must have been a painful wait, probably no less painful for Ruth. Ruth was now a widow in a foreign land. She was cut off from family and friends in Moab. What had happened to her did not seem good. What was she doing there? She was accompanying her mother-in-law. Why? The wife of Naomi's other son stayed in Moab. Why would Ruth leave her family to live in Israel? She had answered Naomi before they left, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." The heathen Moabites had learned that the God of Israel was a God who loved her too. Could this be why God led Naomi and her family to seek safety in Moab? Was this part of God's plan to bring this heathen woman into the family of God? It surely was. What wondrous love the Lord has in his heart for people like Ruth. But then, is it any less amazing that he reached out to us? Don't each of us have an extraordinary story lying in our past, even though We know only pieces of it. How far back goes the thread of our rescue from death and hell? What has all taken place that we can now stand among the family of God? Our story of salvation began in Eden with God's promise of a Savior. It continues on to include what happened to Naomi and her daughter-in-law. Ruth married a God-fearing man from Bethlehem. As a result, she gave Naomi a grandchild named Obed. We don't know much about him or his son Jesse, but we do know a great deal about his grandson, David, the giant killer, David, the king. 1,000 years later, in that same Bethlehem, from the bloodline of Ruth, Jesus the Savior was born. Without him, we would have no hope. What happened to Naomi in Moab made her life bitter. Why it happened makes our life blessed. The psalmist wrote, "Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." Psalm 144:15. The what in the lives of God's people is explained by the why. Why? Because he loves us. We pray, Lord Jesus, you once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The story of our salvation begins with your undeserved love. What you allow to happen in our lives flows from the wonderful reason why it happened, to make us your own. For that, we will praise you forever. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions, or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.